Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So grateful to be here on this fourth day of June 2021. I still can't believe it's 2021. I still feel like I'm beginning 2021, but hey, we're going to finish up Psalm 73 in the Christian Standard Bible, and I'm going to back up one verse because it won't make sense. It's in the middle of a phraseology. So I'm going to back it up. And remember, yesterday I talked about how this psalm turns around. And so here we go. I'm going to start in 16 and we will go to verse 28. When I tried to understand all this, it seemed hopeless. Here's verse 17. Until I entered God's sanctuary, then I understood their destiny. Indeed, you put them in slippery places. You make them fall into ruin. How suddenly they become a desolation. They come to an end, swept away by terrors. Like one waking from a dream, Lord, when arising, you will despise their image. When I became embittered and my innermost being was wounded, I was stupid and didn't understand. I was an unthinking animal toward you. Yet I am always with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you take me up into glory. Who do I have in heaven but you? And I desire nothing on earth but you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. Those far from you will certainly perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, God's presence is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge so I can tell about all you do. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, I am, as I said yesterday, I am so grateful for this psalm. It's one of my most favorite ones, especially at the end of what I read today, because it's a realization of who you are in our lives. And it's an acknowledgement that what we have in this life is really what you have granted us. And what we have in this life that is best is you. Lord, forgive us for chasing after things that do not fill. Forgive us for digging broken cisterns that can hold no water, thinking that if the rain would just fill us up, it would be enough. But Lord, you are that wellspring. You are that living water that Jesus talks about that our soul craves and needs and will not be satisfied until we have it. And so, Lord, who do I have in heaven but you? You are everything to me. I desire nothing on earth but you. Lord, may that be our prayer today. That yes, we have lots of desires. Yes, I know I do. And Lord, I just have to ask for your forgiveness today of chasing after stuff. I feel like I've just been chasing after things too much lately, and I ask for your forgiveness. I've been on Amazon more than I should be, and I should be in your word more often. And I realize that those are just trinkets and you're the treasure. So Lord, help us to run away from the trinkets and toward the treasure. And Lord, my heart and my flesh, they may fail and they do often as I just prayed, but you are the strength of my heart, my portion forever. And Lord, I pray that for my friend listening today that, that they would really get to that place. Maybe even get on their knees today and surrender afresh to you and say, I give up. I can't do this. I need you to be the strength of my heart. I need you to be my portion. I need you to be the one who lifts my head. I need you to be my everything. You are Lord. I am not. Lord, that's our prayer today. Lord, we know that those who are far from you will perish, but sometimes it gets discouraging because we see them prevailing in this world. But Lord, give us those kingdom eyes, those eyes of eternity, so that we could understand. Lord, your presence is our good. Your nearness, another version of this verse says, the nearness of God is my good. And so Lord, yes, that's so true. Your nearness is our good. We need you near. Lord, if we feel far from you, maybe it's just that we've been walking in our own strength. And so, Lord, today we just surrender, as I prayed already today, to surrender afresh. Your presence is our good. We want to make you our refuge so that we can tell about all you do. And so, Lord, would you just do that transformation now? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. And I just pray today is a day that you understand and know the goodness of God right now.